Espresso English Podcast, Episode 17, Will and Going To. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. There are two ways to talk about the future in English, will or won't, and going to or not going to. Today I'm going to explain the difference between them. Use going to for plans and arrangements. For example, on my next vacation, I'm going to stay in a nice hotel in Paris. Her current contract ends in December, so she's going to look for a new job. David's going to meet me at the airport. He said he would be there at 8 o'clock. We're going to get married in July. We're already sending out invitations. They're going to visit Amy next week. They made plans to meet up on Monday. Peter and Paul are going to share an apartment when they move to New York. In fast-spoken English, we often say, gonna, instead of going to. For example, on my next vacation, I'm going to stay in a nice hotel in Paris. David's going to meet me at the airport. He said he would be there at 8 o'clock. Use will and won't for promises. For example, I'll send you an email. I won't tell anyone your secret. He'll pay you back tomorrow. We won't forget your birthday. In spoken English, we usually use the short form instead of will. For example, I'll send you an email. We say I'll instead of I will. He'll pay you back tomorrow. We say he'll instead of he will. We also use will for offers. For example, I'll buy you a drink. My secretary will help you with the paperwork. And we use will for decisions made in the moment. For example, at a restaurant, if the waiter asks, "Would you like potatoes or rice?" you can say, "I'll have the rice." It's a decision you made in that moment without previous planning. Here's another example. When shopping and your friend asks, "Which shirt do you like?" you can say, "Well, the red one is cheaper, but I prefer the color blue. I'll take the blue one." Again, that's a decision made in the moment of speaking. So use will for decisions made in the moment of speaking, and use going to for future plans where you have already made some arrangements previously. If you say, "I'm going to stay in a nice hotel in Paris," that means you've probably already made a reservation. Finally, we can use either will or won't or going to for predictions or guesses about the future. For example, "Your wife will love those flowers. They're beautiful." Or, "Your wife is going to love those flowers. They're beautiful." "The economy is going to improve this year." Or, "The economy will improve this year." That's a prediction. We can use either will or going to. "He won't pass the test because he hasn't studied at all." Or, "He's not going to pass the test because he hasn't studied at all." This is a negative prediction. We can use either won't or not going to. To learn a lot more about English grammar, check out the Advanced English Grammar course at espressoenglish.net. It has 45 lessons that go into a lot of detail about many topics in English grammar. At the end of each lesson, there are practice exercises so you can test yourself and see if you've mastered the grammatical concept. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for Advanced English Grammar. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net. where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.